You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me are Alan Akiyama and Marianne Mills. You're both here to talk about a pancake breakfast, so that must mean Alaska Day is coming up.
That's right, Shelley.
Hey, welcome. Before we talk about that, Alan, you're a member of the Juno Senior Advisory Council. Would you please tell me a little bit about who that is and what they do?
Well, the Juno Senior Center Advisory Council is a fundraising arm, and we mainly hold fundraisers to help fund the Juno Senior Nutrition Program here in Juno, and they deliver Meals on Wheels to shut-ins 5 days a week. And also, we have the noonday meals at the Juno Senior Center Monday through Friday and Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Douglas Methodist Church.
Thank you, Alan. And Marianne Mills, you represent the seniors program at Catholic Community Service. What are some of the services they provide?
Well, we have a network of senior centers that we operate throughout Southeast Alaska. And we offer the nutrition services for older adults age 60 and older. Everyone's welcome to come to one of our senior centers for lunch. And we also offer door-to-door transportation. You're probably familiar with the caravan service.
Yep.
We have an adult day program and family caregiver support for families helping to keep their older loved ones at home for as long as possible. We have case management, and I just encourage people, if you have any questions at all about senior benefits or services, to call our 463-6177, which is our Senior and Caregiver Resource Center number.
You guys do a lot more, I think, than most people generally know about. So Catholic Community Service is a terrific resource. Every time you come on the air, I learn about something new that you're doing. So thank you both for the work you do for Juno's seniors.
Sure.
So thanks for that background information. Now let's talk pancakes. When and where is the breakfast happening?
Yes, thank you, Shelley. We're having our annual Juno Senior Center Alaska Day Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser on Alaska Day this Friday, October 18th, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Juno Senior Center, which is at the corner of 12th and Egan Drive. Tickets are $13 in advance for adults, $15 at the door, $7 for children 7 to 12, and 6 and under eat free. We're going to have different types of pancakes. We'll have blueberry, strawberry, banana and plain pancakes. We'll have some breakfast meats. We'll have bacon, sausage, and ham. And of course, we'll have scrambled eggs and coffee, tea, and juice. And it's a wonderful time for you to come down, get a good start to your day, and enjoy the company of your friends and family.
I'd like to add that Jerry's Meats has graciously donated most of the meats that we're going to be serving. So,
oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, that was
very
generous.
They do a good bacon. Yeah. And every time you come in to talk about the pancake breakfast, I'm always like crossing my fingers for chocolate chip. So that's my personal request. Those are my favorite kind of pancakes. If you buy a ticket and you go to the breakfast, is it okay to try one of every kind of pancake?
It sure is. Yes.
That's good. That's good information. So is it sort of an all-you-can-eat deal?
Yes, you're welcome to come back for seconds if you want. And also, 100% of the proceeds from this pancake breakfast fundraiser go to support the Juno Senior Nutrition Program here in Juno.
Oh, that's such a great cause. Is there any particular reason you hold these breakfasts on Alaska Day and Seward's Day every year?
Well, we like to hold them on these holidays because, first of all, the senior center does not serve their daily lunch that day, so the kitchen and kitchen staff are free to help prepare the breakfast on those days. And also, it's usually a holiday for the city workers and the state. And sometimes also it's a school holiday, too. So during those periods, then families like to come down and have breakfast together.
That's a great reason. Alan, you also mentioned there is a raffle going on that you wanted to tell our listeners about. What is the raffle?
Yes, thank you, Shelley. We're also holding a raffle, again, to benefit the Juno Senior Nutrition Program. And the tickets are $10 a piece or 3 for $25. We've got 6 wonderful prizes again this year. First place prize is Alaska Seaplanes round trip tickets for 2 from Juneau to Skagway. We've got a couple of hand embroidered quilts, a couple of pieces of artwork, and some Polish pottery. So some wonderful prizes. Again, 100% of the money that we raise through the raffle goes to support Juneau Senior Nutritionist Program here in town. And if you want tickets, you can contact or drop by and see Renee Hughes at the Juneau Senior Center. Her phone number is 463-6175. And we'll also be selling raffle tickets on Saturday afternoons at Foodland IGA store and also at the Juneau Public Market at the Elizabeth Perpetuit Hall.
Oh, when is the drawing again?
The drawing is going to be held on Friday, December 20th. And, of course, you don't have to be present to win.
Yeah, that's great. Well, good luck with the raffle. I'll try to buy a ticket, but I never win. So thank you so much for being here today to talk to us about the Juneau Senior Center, the Alaska Day Pancake Breakfast, the raffle you've got going on, and all of the great things that the Catholic Community Service does with the seniors program. Marianne or Alan, is there anything else you want to add while you're here today?
Well, one of our volunteers is Rhoda Walker. She's also donated 2 spiral cut hams for the event. So I wanted to thank her as well.
And Rhoda also made a beautiful hand embroidered quilt. That's our second place prize in the raffle as well.
Oh, wow. Well, those things are priceless. Well, that's terrific. If that doesn't incentivize people to buy tickets and come to the breakfast, then I don't know what will. Thanks so much for being here today, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.